5. The UN human rights chief has criticized the role of Saudi Arabia in its war in Yemen. Addressing the Human Rights Council, Michelle Bachelet said that the Saudi-led coalition should show greater transparency in its rules of engagement. Bachelet also urged the coalition to hold to account perpetrators of deadly airstrikes on civilians, including the last month's attack in Sana'a. The Saudi airstrike on a school bus killed over 50 people, including 40 children. Riyadh described the bombardment as a legitimate target, but later acknowledged that the bus was hit mistakenly. Masoud Shajar, head of the Islamic Human Rights Commission, joins us from London. If you were to take two of the important issues that the new UN human rights chief addressed, one, the Rohingya Muslims and the atrocities leveled against them, and then the Saudi-led coalition's war on Yemen, do you think that she placed enough emphasis on the Saudi war in Yemen compared to the Rohingya Muslim crisis? Because with that one, there was a mechanism that she said needs to be instilled.
Well, there is huge challenges for this new appointment. And as you said, one of the two biggest challenges is Yemen and Myanmar. But it goes far beyond that. I think what we are expecting is more than words. There needs to be action. For too long, too many people have been sort of making a statement regarding Myanmar, while people have been raped, killed, and their lives destroyed, and you know, in a systematic way. And you know, really, at this 11th hour, the last thing we want is more words and empty words and no action. We need to give her some time, but we need to demand action. And that's when it comes to the issue of Yemen. It really is outrageous in today's world that such a barbaric policy will be unleashed on one of the poorest, if not the poorest nation in the Middle East, by richest and indeed coalition of the richest member of Middle East plus the United States and the West. And really, this is outrageous. And if indeed the United Nations continues doing nothing except lip service for these sort of atrocities, then really becomes totally irrelevant. And this is indeed very sad time if that happens. But unfortunately, if you go over what has happened before, this is really the future. But we hope and pray that we'll see a change, a real change.
When we take a look at how previous crisis points in the world have been, the UN has been unable to answer to, nor has it been able to stop, what do you think needs to be done that this new UN rights chief can do? What is within her powers that we can, as you say, hope for some kind of resolution or answer to come about?
Well, indeed, what has happened in past is a very shameful, but partly is because of the lack of commitment by the personalities, but also the structure and not having enough power. The human rights chief really hasn't got that much power. Even when she's talking about referring Myanmar to Security Council, well, Security Council is not going to do anything because it's going to be vetoed. And really, there is no political will in Security Council to address either of these two issues, or indeed other issues like Palestine and you know, anything else which is crisis point right now. So I think to one extent we need a change in the structure of the United Nations, but all, I think that change will not, unless individual office like and supported by people outside the United Nations. I think if indeed she takes that role, the very important and indeed a fresh air, it will be a change, a beginning of a change. But I doubt it, because unfortunately, mostly those who take this sort of office got more politician than you know, human rights
Thank you very much for that, Masoud Shajar, head of the Islamic Human Rights Commission there from London.